Well, a warm welcome to you who just tuned in here at the program called At Ease. I'm your host, Chris Meyer, and this is a production of Good News Community Radio Station. You're going to listen now to our program, a devotion by Chaplain Ben Smith, as he's going to read for us out of Luke 7, verse 2. And the theme of his devotion is Valor and Vulnerability. And he also used the letter C in the devotional alphabet. Then we're going to listen to the South African Navy Band with the song called With Flying Colors. Then Graham Wilson will narrate for us the Military Challenge newspaper, a testimony. And the theme of this testimony is called SAS Man Find True Force Was With Him. Then Captain Peter Lawrence will share with us personal evangelism, and after that will be Riranzo Mangani with the South African Military Christian Fellowship News. Then we will play out with the South African Navy Band song, Great is Thy Faithfulness. I trust that you will enjoy this program, our 62nd program here at Ease, and may God bless you.
I believe you've already been invited and welcome to this rendition of Stand at Ease. And today we'll be having a look at the third letter of the alphabet, the letter C, which can only stand for centurion. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 7, and only verse 2, that says, There a centurion's servant, whom his master valued highly, was sick and about to die. The theme for this occasion is valor and vulnerability. By way of introduction, I want to say in today's context, one would equate the mentioned centurion to at least a battalion commander. And according to folklore, a battalion commander never grows weary, is never stationary, breathes fire, and never sleeps. They have been and currently are the men of valor in the armed forces. I want us to consider the following, that the truth is, however, that even centurions, even commanders, can develop a need that even they cannot have a solution for. We read in scripture that his servant became sick and was about to die. Luke also conveys the truth that even battalion commanders are a breed that not only develop a need but are driven emotionally. They, like the rest of us, care about small things, and they care about greater things. However, finally, even centurions believe that God is a God of miracles and would be able to meet the need and desires of battalion commanders, and I hasten to add, and all other ranks, because they are and we are men that are vulnerable. Allow me to conclude with the following. It is the same centurion who finally displayed great faith when he said, Just speak the word, and my servant shall be healed. The antidote to the vulnerabilities of centurions and soldiers is faith in Christ. Even you as a soldier can conquer everything through faith. Soldiers are called to walk by faith and not by sight. And then the ultimate compliment by Jesus. I tell you, I have not found such great faith even in Israel. And it was directed at a soldier. Can you imagine that? Let us pray. Father God, thank you. As a soldier, I understand how the system works. And I know what it is to be subjected to. And I also know what it is to command. And I know where you fit in all of this. Jesus, you are right at the top. The ultimate authority in ultimate control. As a soldier, I can come to you at all and any time with my impossible requests. I come with the liberty gained from me on the cross. And in freedom and faith, I ask you, Jesus, my commander in chief, just speak the word, and your servant shall be healed. Amen.
Men of valor, women of valor, we salute you. Really, we salute you. You know, just a few, when was it? Friday, the 11th of the 11th month, Remembrance Day. We celebrate that. I was invited to go together with some of our colleagues. We're going to a certain place and for training. And last Sunday, we celebrate Remembrance Day, or as they call it, Remembrance Sunday. And as I listen to the speeches and I listen to the how they do it and all those things that it's just a lot to mention, but to sit as a spectator and listen and the last post was being played, not from a CD where the man, he took his trumpet and played the last post. And it was just a few meters away from me that this man was standing and played that. You know, you feel shivers runs through your spine. And to know that it was men and women of valor that died, not just in the First World War, but also in the Second One. And how they call those names, not names, but the countries that they want to salute. Men and women that give their lives, living to the uttermost, dare to lead, dare to trust, dare to be vulnerable, dare to exercise their faith. And it was something so special, and it took me back, far back, when I was in the army. And how we also lost some comrades, buddies, friends, and just to say we salute you today. And to know that what you've done for our country and for your country, maybe you listen wherever overseas at this moment. God called many of us to do that. And what an honor to lay down your life for your country. That was one of my things, that if God so called and so will, if I have to lay down my life for my country, so let it be. And I come back alive while many didn't come back alive. So we want to say thank you to all of you out there, all our armed forces, men and women, to exercise your faith in such a way that, you know, especially in a time such as this, when a command has been given, you can sense, the soldiers can sense if you speak with confidence. Even if you have a devotion with your people, your men, or your women in that corps, all depends where you are. And they can sense if you're in your voice, in the tone of your voice, in your body language, if you know, if you are certain or there's doubt, there is a hint of doubt or uncertainty, and that rubs off on them, because they will know that their captain or their commander is a little bit unsure about what's to come. So we want to say thank you for Chaplain Ben Smith for us, for this devotional alphabet. See, we're looking forward to the Lord's willing next Tuesday to the alphabet of D. I think the next piece of music from the South African Navy band will be very appropriate, with Flying Colors. And now I think many of us might know when we talk about flying colors. It is like, you know, you have to do something very special and the abnormal. Even if you are in the military or especially for this in the Navy, and you did something so dramatically abnormal, unhuman, to rescue or to go into a battle against all odds, and you came out victoriously, and then you hoist this flag to show, I am a victor, I'm a conqueror. Now we want to salute with this song. To you one and all who lay down your lives for us and for many others, may God really bless this song in our hearts. What an ending. What an ending. With flying colors. Folks, our next item is the testimony from Graham Wilson. And this comes from the Military Challenge newspaper. And about a man, the theme of this man's testimony is SAS man finds his true force was with him. I want you to listen to it. You know, last week's testimony has gripped really my heart of this man that goes through so many traumatic experiences and what he lost through those explosions. And 11 September, when he looked at those twin towers and how it was, you know, that he feel compelled in his heart to defend his country, and he go to battle, and he was wounded more. And at the end of the day, the one that was closest to him has left him. And yes, there's many that suffers PTSD. Many suffer from that. So tonight we're going to listen again to such a man. That he discovered that the true force, and that's not Star Wars, that's someone else.
The following testimony is taken from the Challenge newspaper, the military edition. SAS man finds true force was with him. Kevin Charles Thompson's dream in life was to join the Special Forces, but when he finally succeeded, it still wasn't enough. Growing up in England, Kevin, 43, wanted to be a Special Air Services SAS soldier since he was a child. He shared his story on the Freedom Church YouTube channel, explaining he had a deep desire to test himself against others. I heard all of these stories about the SAS elite unit who carried out top secret missions. They took only the best of the best, and to get in, you had to pass one, if not the hardest physical human test ever created. Only 7% of people who even try get through. Kevin joined the army at 16, but as the years went on, the SAS dream didn't go away. So, in 2005, he began preparing for the test. First, I had to pass a 12-month-long reserve section. He explains, I did that. I then served a further year until I was allowed to go for the regular SAS selection. I got all the way through the worst bits, miles upon miles, up and down the Welsh mines in the most extreme weather conditions, followed by horrendous physical tests and the arduous terrain of the Brunei jungle, only to get back and go in front of the training office and be told that I had failed. Kevin was devastated. He had pushed himself to the limit, but it wasn't enough. I was given the opportunity to come back and try again, he says, but before that I went on an operational tour to Afghanistan. The tour was hard. I lost 3 friends and I was almost killed in an explosion. He tried for the SAS selection the second time and made it through the jungle phase. But in the fourth week, on a particular day's training, I collapsed. I nearly died from heat exhaustion. I was evacuated by helicopter to hospital. That was the second temp ever over for me. It took a year for Kevin to recover, and he'd be cleared by the medical board to reattempt selection for the third time. As soon as he could, he trained harder than he'd ever had before. I'd spent 3 days a week running over the mountains, enhancing my navigation and fitness. Every night I spent hours studying the tactics. In 2011, on his third attempt for SAS selection, Kevin finally passed and achieved his lifelong dream. It was being like a king. Nothing could stop me, he recalls. I controlled my life and determined the outcome, and often determined the outcome of other lives, other people's lives. He says the way he carried himself portrayed confidence, narcissism, and arrogance. But beneath the surface, he felt empty. Even with all that I had achieved, I was completely lost and broken, he admits. I felt incomplete. Despite achieving one of the greatest human feats anyone can do, I could keep shoving it down and denying it, or open up to the new future. During his last years in the SAS, Kevin met Naomi. She was going to church one Sunday, and Kevin decided to go along. For me, coming to church for the first time was a very strange experience, Kevin explains. It was like going to a nightclub during the daytime, yet I wasn't drunk. He visited the church a few more times before he was deployed to Iraq. My time in Iraq was very different from the times before, he says. I had questions and I was looking for something, but I didn't know what it was. He saw the death and indulgence around him and asked himself, is this it? When he returned to England on leave, he went back to the church with Naomi. They felt challenged by the pastor's message. I had this very deep rage within me, Kevin recalls. My heart at the time had hardened after so many years of learning to shut down my emotions, as I view them as a weakness. I was an atheist most of my career, and I boldly said that the Bible was written by man to control man and that God didn't exist. On an operational tour in Iraq, I came face to face with life's author. At that moment, I had an indescribable emotional encounter with God, and everything changed. Kevin says God showed him his past, his present, and the world as he saw it, and what Kevin's future could look like. I had suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder for many years, and I had never slept the night without waking up shouting or kicking. The day I met Jesus, my PTSD went away without even asking. From that moment, Kevin's life changed forever. Jesus had redesigned me, completely renewed my mind. He set me free of rage and obsessive control. He showed me how to trust him as my provider and protector. He trained me in using his spiritual gifts and accepted me as his son. Kevin served for 18 years in the British Army, and the SAS was deployed in many counter-terrorism and counter-insurgency operations in many of the world's hotspots. When he left the army, he followed God's calling to move overseas to help start a church in South Africa. He stayed there for 2 years and then returned to the UK with his family. Kevin feels called into crusade evangelism and speaks regularly at churches. He has also written a book titled SAS Evangelist, an epic story of one man's journey to death and to life, which chronicles his journey from hardened SAS veteran to Christian and then to pastor. Kevin shares the gospel with his testimony throughout the world in his ministry. What a story of persistence on Kevin's part, to keep on trying, refusing to give up, and eventually having success with selection to the SAS, and then still feeling incomplete and empty, being arrested by the Lord Holy Spirit and realizing he needed to surrender his life, his will, to God through Jesus.
Thank you, Graham Wilson, for that testimony. The door to success turns on two hinges. The first hinge is disappointment, and the second one is discouragement. Think about that one. I don't know how many of you who listen to me, especially in the armed forces, you know, when you think of that statement that I said, I read it one day in a book, and the door of success. Two hinges. Disappointment, discouragement. I think if I can talk about spiritual warfare, I think it is two of the, can I say, most effective weapons in Satan's arsenal to get the child of God, you know, discouraged. And disappointment, you try so hard and you know that you know you can, you know you are skilled, you are equipped, and sometimes you just fell short and you are disappointed and you don't want to try again and you are discouraged because sometimes your body is not even encouraging you and say, you will never make it. People say that we will never make it, you know, and you will never make it. And then we listen to them as if they know, you know, and then we give up. We don't even try. But thank God that there are those who don't give up. Quitters. I was thinking not so long ago, I said something like, you know, the Bible talk about quitters. There is some quitters in the Bible too. And then there are those who do not quit. Because quitters always have some excuse not to try, not to give their best. But winners don't quit, and quitters don't win. Think of that. And although he achieved to be an SAS soldier, he was still empty. Because Ecclesiastes 3 verse 11 say that in each one of us there's eternity is being placed there. And it's only God that can really fill that and give meaning of life. There's so much in this testimony that one can collaborate. And I want to bring Chaplain Ben Smith's devotion together and say, you know, this is a man, this is a woman of valor. And we look up to them and we say thank you that they inspired us, because there's hope for us. When they make it through, there's hope for us to press on and persevere and don't give up. Don't give up. You know, one of the best prophets in the Bible, Elijah, also gave up. Lying under that broom tree and said, I have enough. I want to die. I'm not better than my forefathers. I give up, Lord. I have enough. And then God gave him a job to do. Thank you, Chaplain. May God really bless you. We're going to listen now to our captain, as he's going to talk to us about personal evangelism. And get a pen. Get a pen and dot these things down, because it is very important what he have to say to us. Thank you, Captain.
Good day, listeners. It is my privilege to share with you one of many ways to share the precious gospel with others. Knowing this outline also reminds one of how you came to salvation and just what is the wonderful love of God that reached down to you, what you did and do believe. You are encouraged in your faith and walk with Almighty God, just sharing this gospel with others. So now you've developed a friendly relationship with the person that you're speaking to. They feel comfortable in your presence, and you feel now that you have permission to share the gospel. So you might now ask them about their church or your church. You get a good idea if they go to church or not, and you could share something about your church, maybe a testimony of your church, something wonderful that's happened, or how it was started. And then you might also share your personal assurance testimony at this time, short and to the point. But now, importantly, you may ask to share a question. May I ask you a question? So this is key. Obviously, they'll say yes or no, but mostly people will say yes, you having developed a friendly relationship with them. And if they say no, this what would the question have been will always burn deep in their hearts. And they may come back to you one day and say, what was that question you were going to ask me? But as I said, mostly they will say, yes, you may ask a question. So these are the two diagnostic questions then. The question one, have you come to the place in your spiritual life where you know for certain that if you were to die today, you would go to heaven? So this challenges them. It's obviously either again, yes, no, I'm not sure. And so you're diagnosing their spiritual state and where they stand before Almighty God, what they believe in for eternal life. Would they go to heaven? This is also then very clear in 1 John 5:13 that you might say to them that it was written, I write these things to you who believe that you may know that you have eternal life. So you're clearly saying to them, one may know, you don't have to live life being not sure if you will receive the gift of eternal life. It's written in 1 John 5:13 then that you may certainly know for certain that you have eternal life. Now you must get permission to share the gospel. So you'd ask them, may I share with you how I came to know I have eternal life? So this is important that they have given you permission. And then you say, before I do then, if they've said yes, you may. Before I do, let me ask you another question. Suppose you were to die today and stand before God, and he were to say to you, why should I let you into my heaven? What would you say? So now you trying to understand whatever the answer to the first question, you're trying to understand what they're believing in to receive eternal life. And this is important, like a doctor diagnosing an ailment, that you understand what they're believing in. Obviously, if they're believing in the Lord Jesus Christ for eternal life, and they've answered yes, then they are Christians. And you may just say to them, well, can I just share with you again the Gospels that encourage us both how we came to salvation? But clearly, if they give the wrong answer and they said no, then they're not sure they would go to heaven. And now you clearly can see that they are needing to hear the Gospel. You repeat and confirm their answers. They can't deny at the end that they gave a wrong answer. And they've repeated and confirmed what they said. So this is wonderful transition into the good news. And you'd be happy at this point to say to them, well, I have very good news for you that I'm going to share. And now you proceed into the Gospel. And so this is a loving way to share with someone, whether it be just over 5 minutes or 30 minutes in an aircraft or just in a bus or at a shopping mall, just when you have an opportunity, or maybe a neighbor and you've got more time. But you can always adapt this for the time that you have available. So also I thank Evangelism Explosion South Africa for this outline and the training I've received over the years. Next time, I shall share this outline with you, and it will be how to present the precious gospel to someone. I thank you.
Good evening, South Africa. Good evening, listeners of At Ease FM. Riranzo Manganyi, your newsreader. We continue to pray for the peace and an end to the terrible war in Ukraine, as well as for peace and conflicts in other areas of the world. Let us continue to pray that the soldiers fighting on both sides in Ukraine tend to and find comfort and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for their safety and the gift of eternal life in heaven. We pray that they will have the peace that surpasses all understanding through Christ Jesus the Lord. Despite the terrors and the hardship of the war, pray also for the civilians caught up in this terrible war. Please pray for the SANCF as we continue to make changes to our constitution and the operating principle in the line with the Word of God and His guidance. We met via Zoom on Saturday just past to pray and plan. We thank our Heavenly Father for a good, fruitful meeting. The Association of Military Christian Fellowship Prayer, AMCF Prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Bless the servicemen and women of all nations, and grant that we know the joy of being all in one in Christ Jesus may be filled with your love and pass it to one another through the power of the Holy Spirit until His coming again. Amen. Please pray for the SANDF and the other South African troops presently deployed in northern Mozambique to conduct peacekeeping operations. Pray also for the naval and air support as well as the medical staff all serving in different areas of the operation. Pray also for the Kenyan Army's peacekeeping deployed to the DRC. We thank God for our SANDF chaplains. Please join us praying for their ministry and the service in the SANDF. Please pray for the next edition of the SANCF's Military Challenge newspaper, which is presently being distributed to military units and bases throughout South Africa. Pray that the Christian soldiers will be encouraged in their faith, and many who do not believe and trust in Christ Jesus as their Lord and Savior of their lives will come to salvation while reading the testimonies in the Challenge newspapers. Should any listeners wish to receive a free copy of the Military Challenge papers in the post, please contact us with your mailing address. planning for the AMCF World Conference to be held in Sao Paulo, Brazil in 2024 October is going well. The AMCF Pray and Plan Support Team guiding the Brazilian MCF next meets via Zoom on this Thursday, 17 November. We remember this much thanks the supreme sacrifice paid by many Allied soldiers during the World War for freedom from tyranny. These brave soldiers, airmen and sailors were remembered for their sacrifice and the service of the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month this past Friday in Flanders Fields. John McCrae, 1872 to 1918. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place. And in the sky, the larks still bravery singing, fly scars head amid the guns below. We are dead. Short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, laughed, and we loved. And now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from failing hands, we throw the torch. Be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep. Through poppies grow in Flanders Fields, we will remember them. Please consider how you listeners might become more involved in supporting the ministry of the SAMCF in the SANDF. This might be through prayer, financially, or other means. Let us know and we will further interact and contact you. Your support will be very much appreciated. I thank you. Remember, our contact details are 062-028-7546. I repeat, 062-028-7546. And our email address is smcf3@gmail.com. I repeat, smcf3@gmail.com. Our email address is ease@gncr.org.za. I repeat, ease@gncr.org.za. You can also contact us or message us within our messenger on our Facebook page at South African Military Christian Fellowship. I thank you. Have a good evening. God bless you.
Well, folks, we come to the end of our program. I'm going to play out with our last piece of music from the South African Navy Band. And I just want to say thank you to all our content providers. May God bless you. And thank you for your contribution. To all our listeners, thank you for tuning in. So may God bless you one and all. As we're going to play out now with Great is Thy Faithfulness. And we say thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness by keeping us in the palm of your hand.